Wizard's Bane by Rick Cook. Chapter 11. Hacking Back. Heart's Ease burned the whole night through. Far into the bleak winter morning, sudden tongues of flame leapt from the ruins as the rubble shifted and the embers found fresh fuel. The walls stood, black and grim, but a little before dawn the roof crashed in, carrying with it what was left of the floors. There was nothing to do but stand aside and watch the flames. There was no help for Heart's Ease. Shiara buried Ugo, refusing Wiz's offer of aid. Wiz didn't press. He sat alone, wrapped in Shiara's smoke-stained blue velvet cloak, utterly filled with pain and misery. Not even the chill of the stone beneath him penetrated. It was mid-morning when Balsimba arrived. He came upon the Wizard Way, accompanied by a party of armed and armored guardsmen, who quickly spread out to search for any of the League servants who might remain behind. The wizard closeted himself with Shiara for the rest of the day. Wiz barely noticed. About noon he got up from his rock and returned to the tiny, stable workroom in the clearing outside the palisade. It was almost evening when Balsimba found him there. "You will be leaving Heart's Ease," he told Wiz gently. "There is nothing left worth staying for. The Lady Shiara has agreed to accept accommodation closer to the capital, and you will live in the wizard's keep itself. There is no longer any point in trying to hide you, it seems." Wiz just nodded mutely. "Shiara has told me what happened yesterday," he went on. "I hope you have learned from it," he paused. "I'm sorry the lesson had to be taught at such great cost," he said more gently. Wiz said nothing. There was nothing to say. Balsimba waited as if expecting some reply. "What about Moira?" Wiz asked at last. "Most likely she was stolen away for questioning in the City of Night. The raid here was masked by a whole series of attacks all along our southern perimeter. It seems the League has a powerful interest in your kind of magic, so I expect she will be taken to the Citadel for interrogation." "Shiara said it was me they were after," Wiz said miserably. "Most likely. The League has been tearing the North apart, seeking knowledge of you ever since you were summoned. When your actions drew their attention here, they came looking for a magician, and Moira was the only one they could find."
"What will they do with Moira?"
Balsimba hesitated. "For now, nothing. The Shadow Warriors are fierce and cruel, but they are disciplined. Doubtless their orders are to bring her alive and unhurt to their master."
"And then?"
Balsimba looked grave and said, "Then they will find out what they wish to know. You do not want the details."
"We've got to get her back."
"We are searching," Balsimba said. "The Watchers have been scouring the plenum for trace of her. Our Dragon Riders patrol as far south as they dare. We have sent word to all the villages of the north, and searchers have gone out."
"Can they find her?"
Balsimba hesitated. "I will not lie to you, Sparrow. It will be difficult. The Shadow Warriors use little magic, and they are masters of stealth. We are doing everything we can."
"But you don't think they'll find her?"
It was a statement, not a question. "I said it will be difficult," Balsimba sighed. "The Shadow Warriors may already be upon the Freshened Sea, or even back in the City of Night itself. If that is so, she is lost. We only know that they did not transport her magically."
"We have to get her back. We can't let them have her."
Balsimba sighed again, and for the first time since Wiz had known him, he appeared mortal, tired and defeated. "I'm sorry, Sparrow. Even if she is already upon the sea, there is nothing we can do."
Rage rose up in Wiz, burning away the guilt and grief. "Maybe there's nothing you can do, but there's something I can do."
"What is that?" Wiz interlaced his fingers and cracked his knuckles.
"I'm gonna hack the system," he said, smiling in a manner that was not at all pleasant.
"Eh?
Those sons of bitches want magic? All right, I'll give them magic. I'll give them magic like they'd never seen before."
"It's a little late to start your apprenticeship, Sparrow," Balsimba said gravely.
"Apprenticeship be damned," said Wiz, taking slight satisfaction at the way the wizard started at the blasphemy. "I've spent the last 5 months building tools. I've got an interpreter, a cross-reference generator, and even a syntax checker. They're kludgier than shit, but I can make them do what I need. They don't call me Wiz for nothing."
"Remember what happened the last time you tried?" Wiz's face twisted.
"You think I'll likely forget?" He shook his head. "No, I know what I did wrong. I knew it then, really. The next time I call up a hurricane, it will be on purpose."
"Will you compound your folly?" Balsimba asked sternly. "Will you add fresh scars to the land just to satisfy your anger?"
"Will you get back Moira any other way?" Wiz countered.
The wizard was silent, and Wiz turned to the wooden tables. The wizard was silent, and Wiz turned back to the wooden tablets scattered over the rude table. "Hurting us further would be an ill way to repay our hospitality to you," Balsimba said. Wiz whirled to face him.
Look, he snapped, so far your hospitality has consisted of kidnapping me, making me fall in love with someone who hates me, getting chased by more damn monsters than I ever imagined, and nearly getting me killed, I don't know how many times. When you get right down to it, I don't see that I owe you much of anything. He glared at Balsimba, challenging him to deny it. The giant black wizard said nothing. There's another thing, he went on. You're so damned worried about the effects of magic on your world. Well, your world is dying. Every year you're pushed further back. It's not just the League. There's Wildwood, too. How long do you think before the whole North is gone? Do you really have anything to lose? All right, maybe I'll screw it up again. He blinked back the tears that were welling up in his eyes. I've done nothing but screw things up since I got here. Maybe I'll make that scar on the land you keep talking about. But damn it, at least I'll go out trying.
There's no maybe about it, Balsimba said sharply. You will screw it up. You have no magical aptitude and no training. At best you can destroy uncontrolled.
Patrius didn't think so, Wiz shot back. He turned to his tablets again.
I could forbid you, Balsamba said in a measuring tone.
You could, said Wiz neutrally, but you'd have to enforce it.
Balsamba looked at him, and Wiz stayed hunched over his tablets. I will do this much, he said finally. I will not forbid you. I will not commit the resources of the Norse to this madness, but I will send word to watch and be ready. If by some chance you do discomfit the League, we will make what use of it seems appropriate.
Wiz didn't turn around.
Okay. Thanks. I will arrange for some protection for you in case the Shadow Warriors return. I will also pass word for everyone to avoid this place. I think you will scar the land and kill yourself unpleasantly in the process.
Probably.
Balsimba sighed. Losing a loved one is a terrible thing.
Wiz grinned mirthlessly, not looking up.
Even that wasn't a free choice.
Love is always a free choice, Sparrow. Even when there's magic.
Wiz shrugged, and Balsimba strode to the door of the hut. The black giant paused with his hand on the door jamb.
You've changed, Sparrow.
Yeah, well, that happens.
Wiz did not see Balsimba leave. He stayed in the hut most of the day, scrawling on wooden tablets with bits of charcoal. Twice he had to go out to split logs for shingles for more tablets. The second time he went to the woodpile, Shiara approached him.
They tell me you will make magic against the League, Shiara said.
Wiz selected a length of log and stood it upright on the chopping stump.
Yep.
It's lunacy. You will only bring your ruin.
Wiz said nothing. He raised the axe and brought it down hard. The log cleaved smoothly under the blade's bite.
Where will you work?
Wiz rested the axe and turned to her.
Here, lady. I figure it's safe enough and it seems appropriate.
You will need help.
He hefted the axe and turned to the billet.
I can manage alone.
He raised the axe above his head, and Shiara spoke again.
Would it go better if I were here for a core dump?
Wiz started. His axe wobbled and log went flying.
You'd do that? After what happened?
I would.
Why? I mean, why?
It's simple. You mean to strike at the League for what they did here, even when Balsamba himself tells us we can do nothing. I owe the League much, and I would haphazard much to repay a small part of that debt.
It will be dangerous, lady. Most of what you said about this thing is true. It's a kludge and full of bugs. I could kill us both.
For the first time since Wiz had known her, Shiara the Silver laughed. Not a smile or a chuckle, but a rich, full-throated laugh, as bright and shining as her name.
My innocent, I died a long time ago. My life passed with my magic, my sight, and Cormac. The chances of dying against the chance of striking at the League is no hazard at all.
She glowed as bright and bold as the full moon on Midsummer Eve and held out her hand to Wiz.
Come, Sparrow, we go to war.